Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're watching and listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. My guest today is Piper Paprika. Piper and I have been Facebook friends for some time. I've interacted with her over time, and then she went to the conference, the Full Disclosure Now conference in St. Petersburg, Florida, where we got to know each other some more. And she's got a fascinating story to tell. She describes herself, and I love this description, as a spiritual warrior on the one hand, but also as a galactic pain in the neck, so to speak, for those that have intentions of enslaving humanity. So, without any further ado, Piper, welcome to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Thanks for having me here, bud. Glad to be here for real. Thank you. I'm honored to be on your show, actually.
Well, the honor and privilege is all mine. I watched your discussion with Rob Khalil, a mutual friend of ours, and fascinating discussion. There was so much to unpack from just the discussion you had with him, and I want to touch on a few of those points. But as far as your impressions about the conference, you and Rob started talking about like associated phenomena that occurred there, and I must say that a number of the events there were 100% deja vu moments for me, because as I've said to my listening and viewing audience in the past, I've had this facility for a precognitive dreaming, right? And oftentimes in the past, I find myself in a given scenario at the moment, and I realize, I dreamt this that I'm going through right now. And I had a number of those experiences, including seeing you there beneath that cabana there at the beach. So tell me a bit more about, the phenomena you experienced and the impressions you got energetically from the people and the event itself.
So when we come together like this, there's always going to be some charged energy. We're going to be, triggering each other, activating each other. There could be changes in our realities based off of a whole ton of different things. I was experiencing a couple different times the same thing, and that would be people like disappearing before I would think they would disappeared, right? There's also some triggering and moving through a lot of emotions. I know when I started going to these conferences, I got super activated, and each one has been activating in itself and changed me in ways, and us coming together and us evolving together through these conferences. It is, I don't, I am not, I expect kind of crazy stuff to happen. I expect cloaked UFOs to be in the sky, right? I expect activity. I expect all kinds of weird shit, right? Because let's be honest, our reality is not really what we've been taught and told it is. So the people in this community are on certain levels and frequencies that are able to attain these higher realities and all this kinds of stuff. And when we do it together, it's just going to be boom, right? So there's going to be a whole ton of stuff going on, and then you got possible targeting and stuff like that, which that's just normal stuff per our community and, the people in it. But no, I fully expect, and ever since starting to see everybody, a year and a half ago, did things start happening every time we got together. So it's no surprise to me that stuff like this goes on. I fully expect it and like am completely open to anything happening because crazy stuff can happen, people coming, like just a whole ton of just crazy stuff I've observed. I've been to three different conferences now, and so that's what I've observed, and it gets more evolved each time, and like it's like we also like level up too in ways too. It's very interesting. It's very interesting, yeah.
Is the impressions one picks up from others there when you realize that in their own right, part of the discussion that you and Rob had on his show was the importance of us to get back into creator mode, where for so long, because our senses and our abilities have been somewhat muted, and then overlay lifetime's worth of trauma on top of that, our ability to co-create, which we're trending, thankfully, in the right direction, getting back to, hasn't been what it should be. But then you get around a bunch of people like that at the conference, and so many of them, especially as it relates to their particular bailiwick, their particular specialty. They're quite accomplished people, quite gifted, quite intuitive. And then when you factor in some of the experiences and the trauma and the splitting off and the enhanced psychic abilities of some of these people, definitely they are creators in their own right. And unfortunately, at times, and this is the nature of the beast, those skill sets have been hijacked at times to advance other agendas. But what we were there all for was to, turn the ship around, to regain these abilities, regain these powers, and use them to create the kind of reality that we want.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think so many people in our community are like some of the most amazing souls walking the face of this planet who have not only been, they have endured so much that is not really conventional to the normal, within our normal 3D, society. So many things they've endured, they've had to endure in secret, and so many things they've endured not knowing what's going on for a long time, right? So when it comes to that, oh my fuck, I just lost my train of thought. Yeah, no, I think we've got some amazing people and amazing souls that are here to help shift and activate this planet, and they're going to go through their own stuff and endure, and then they're going to be able to activate their abilities, and sometimes they have it their entire life and it's just suppressed, right? So all these abilities that we have and we're starting to attain, all us humans have the ability to use those abilities, because we don't just have the five senses, right? But I mean, we have been numbed to it and conditioned away from it, and our intuition and all that stuff. And so we're getting back to that essentially, and essentially going within ourselves to find the truth, because we can figure out everything on our own through our intuition and discernment. It's a matter of exercising it and using it responsibly and through the most authentic filter over a period of time. Can you really hone in, I believe, on like what is the most authentic information out of everything, right? I don't know, dude, that it's a lot. I think that this our community and the people that are experiencing stuff like this and going through what we all have gone through, which is a plethora of different things, I think we are here absolutely to bring in a different way of doing things from what we've always done, and to also bring back coming back to essentially Earth, really getting back to our
Yes.
natural ways, because where we have gotten so far is so toxic. It's so toxic to us and our planet and our animals, and it's really not sustainable. Now, our planet, Mother Earth, she's a tough cookie, right? If she had enough, she could kick us off easily. She don't need us here at all whatsoever, right? But I mean, still what we are doing to her is not good, and it's not good for us and our environment. And you could say, people are living a long time and all this stuff, and okay, yeah, I guess, but given a lot of historical stuff, we should be living a lot longer, and I don't feel we should be all riddled with disease and stuff too. I don't think a lot of these diseases are really natural, you know what I mean? So I think it is a time, we are in unprecedented times where we have to wake up to this information and who we are, and essentially, yeah, turn that ship around, because we are at a precipice where we really need to start turning this around, because it is bad out there with a lot of different stuff, right? And this isn't going to be everybody's job to bring it to light, right? But I mean, those who are called to do it, and it's not everybody, but it's definitely time to do that. And that's why everything is so chaotic in this world. That's why so much has been going on the last, pretty much since Trump started in office almost 10 years ago. A lot of stuff has gone on, right? But I mean, a lot of stuff has occurred since COVID, and everything has changed. And so we now have a we have we're able to wake up to all these truths that are being exposed and disclosed, and everything that's exposing themselves, and everything that's being like exposure and disclosure has been going on for like in mass, like really publicly since COVID, right? So we're all waking up to everything, and just with that, are we shifting our reality? Because a lot of us don't really want to participate, nor do we support a lot of what is going on, right? We think we've had about enough. I don't know.
Yes.
We especially here in America, we've been through a lot over the last over 100 years, and we're at a point where we're all over it, right? And we're learning things are not what we've been told. So now we're like even more pissed off. And it's amazing. I've never seen the American people so loud like I have the last few weeks. You know, Trump and the Epstein thing, that freaking everybody out, that made people go nuts. And so keep being loud, America. That's pretty much all I got to say about that. But it's dude, it's wild. All of it is just, it's wild, you know?
As above, so below. When, like in Elizabethan times, their worldview, Shakespearean times, if there's unrest in the heavens, thunderstorms and signs and wonders in the heavens, typically that means that there's going to be, at least at the moment or coming up shortly, unrest, chaos, trouble on the ground, right? So that's
Right.
exactly what we're seeing now. And when you and Chastity were sitting next to me at Jean Charles' lecture, right, which that was a whole deja vu for me, because when I dream
Yeah.
people's experiences, and then when they relate them in real time, if this makes sense, what I hear and what I perceive and what my mind's eye see is their memories from what they perceived, right? So, like when I dream these events, and
Okay.
then when Jean Charles is telling all this stuff, I'm seeing it from the perspective of his memories as a boy, his memories as a teenager. So I'm sitting there just enthralled about this whole experience, just sitting, watching this guy tell a story, and then I couldn't help but think that, this is an example of what we've been talking about, how if we can, like, utilize these abilities, these psionic abilities, on our terms, right? Here's a guy who spontaneously teleports, winds up as a young boy on an island with, not an island, but a planet with feline beings. And that told me right off the bat that they have some kind of connection with him. What were your thoughts listening to his story and others? Because it speaks to this wider world that we are co-creators of.
Right.
What they do is they limit and they mute our consciousness to this kind of day-to-day, eke out a subsistence living kind of mentality, right? Where no one looks, further than a couple of weeks ahead of time, whereas the controllers of this world think in terms of decades, centuries, and millennia. And then, here's John Charles talking about, well, this is what's happened to me since I was a boy. And just very matter-of-factly, like, what are your thoughts about that whole off-world, in our role and involvement in that? Because at some level you have to be involved, if no, for no other reason that you have this intense interest and you mingle so easily and freely with people that I know have been in these programs.
Right. Jean Charles, I found him a few years ago, pretty much when he started coming on the scene. I dissected all of his information, all his testimony. He has a couple YouTube videos. He did it in French, but he translated it in English on his channel that he did a few years ago, pretty much going through a lot of his story and recalling stuff. And out of everybody's testimonies that I have come across and I have, researched and listened to, out of everybody's testimonies, I memorized his pretty much completely. So everything he was talking about, everything he told, I had already heard before, and I already knew what was coming up. Like I knew it just like that, right? He's a classic example of a child having full abilities and being fully supported by the family unit. Okay, I've got other friends who are amazing, working in other realms, healers, all kinds of stuff, living a beautiful, wholesome life. I'm not saying everything is always perfect, but I'm saying they were raised in an environment where their parents allowed them to flourish with their abilities and didn't like try to like shun them or control them or change them, because a lot of children went through a lot coming in with abilities and stuff like that, and their parents doing multiple, like so many different things to them that make them turn off those abilities, right? So he's a classic example of growing up in a family that not only protected him, but helped his abilities flourish, like really worked with him on stuff to where he is, what he is now, So I just wanted to point that out, definitely. Yeah, classic example of what a human raised in a decent environment and a decent family, having coming in with abilities can do. That's a classic example. We all have that. We all have those abilities, but being raised in certain environments and then a whole ton of other stuff plays a part as to why, they can get shut down and all that. But no, nothing he talked about was anything new to me. I knew everything he talked about. I absolutely love his story because that is like the human in their most purest form that has gifts, that was able to grow up in a healthy environment and then therefore utilize it and stuff like that for good and all kind. Like his story is absolutely amazing. And shout out to you, Jean Charles. And so, no, I nothing I heard was new. I came across the SSP, all that information, and to the end of 2017, 2018, and I immersed myself in it. It was like the information I had been looking for a long, long time, long, long time. And so, when I came
Well,
across this stuff.
give me your thoughts on that, because I'm always interested in other people's perspectives, because this harkens back to our past, as the storytelling, the Norse sagas, the oral tradition, even for societies and cultures that didn't have a written language, we told
Right.
stories that spoke about our past and who we are. And absolutely, the whole SSP concept. And it ties in with me of the Greek mythology to all this other stuff, the Marvel Comics universe. There had to be people, like when I was a boy reading those comics. I'm not talking so much about the movies now, but the really intricate plot lines when I was a boy, and I had stacks of these Marvel comics. But it's right up our alley. Now, what are your thoughts about that? As far as the whole secret space rollout is what it amounts to, because we're taking disclosure over. All they did with Congress is stick their toe in it, right? And then retreat off into a skiff to talk about, more sensitive matters. But we're firing broadsides about what's really been going on for quite a while now.
Right. Yeah, the SSP information is, I've got so much to say on that. I don't even know that I could compact it all in one whatever, but it's definitely something that is like kept under lock and key from those in control, because it leads to so many dark connections and all kinds of stuff. Like, it goes so very deep, and it's off planet stuff too, right? So the SSP, like, it has been like some of the most diabolical information I've ever come across, and some of the most fascinating information I've ever come across, right? I've mainly been interested in it for learning about the different beings out there, because I've always been obsessed with that kind of stuff, right? But as far as like disclosure and all that, yeah, dude, when it comes to that, that's really up to us. I don't know that Congress or anybody in government is going to touch SSP with a 10-foot fucking pole, right? Like, that's like, I don't know. We could see what happens. But yeah, no, I there's so much to say on it that I don't know. It's a lot of information and a lot, and I don't really think I have ties to the SSP or anything, but at the same time, I feel very deeply about it as well. And so it's very diabolical, and it's really a lot bigger than what people can really fathom, being funded by black budget programs and a whole ton of other stuff, right? So that kind of disclosure is definitely going to have to like come from us, and we're going to have to be like relentless with it. But it's also disclosure that you really have to be at a certain level of consciousness to really be open enough to hearing that, and being able to take it all in, because it will, that shit right there will rock your world, right? So it's a more evolved disclosure topic, and hopefully, yeah, down the line it'll probably grow, the amount of people that know about it. But it takes some kind of evolution to be able to handle that information and not let it really fuck you up, you know what I mean? So I think we've got to get to a higher state of consciousness, really, to be able to grasp that more as a collective, if you feel me.
Yes, because what we've seen just in the recent past, the last several years, then the lockdowns, and then coming out of the lockdowns, is a lot of people were forced to wake up. For a lot of people, it's the ouch factor. A lot of the so-called conspiratorial stuff, they either like look askance at or don't think about because it doesn't seem to have any impact on their lives. But what they've found out the hard way in the last several years is, yes, the ouch factor is increasing because every day there are more and more inroads into our personal sovereignty, freedom, finances, every which way. Like you talked about in Rob's show, the attack vectors now are coming from so many different directions, and there's so much in the open these days too, that if a person at this stage, July 25th at my end, 2025, if they haven't figured out even the basics of this yet, you'd be talking to the wrong audience. You'd be like spinning your wheels with some people. I don't mean to sound elitist about this, but almost like casting pearls before swine. Because if they can't process it, and I'm still trying to process what happened the last week and a half, right? I'm still going through the process of what happened over there, right? And the things, the epiphanies that I came across. And if I'm, having to deal with it, and I wouldn't say struggle with it, but process it through, there's some people that simply will never grasp that level. So it's knowing who your target audience is. Maybe some people are ready for like a soft disclosure about the financial system or something, and no point blowing them out of the water talking about stuff like this. But when you do meet people that are aware of this stuff, it's like, it's really, really eye-opening. And when I mentioned that I thought that at some level, at an oversoul level, you may be involved. Now tell me, what was the chronology? Did you go through all those astral experiences you related to Rob, and then as a result, you had the vortex open up in your energy bodies, which had to be fixed up by like a healer, an energetic healer. And then did you have the near-death experience, which paved the way for the walk-in? What was the chronology there and the time frames?
Okay, so my NDE, what my seizure was the beginning of 2017. That's when my walk-in came in, but it pretty much stayed dormant. Usually, typically with a walk-in, you will have within a few weeks, months, days, however long, big changes in that person's life, and it can get really drastic. It can get down to like sex differences, like the change of sex and like change of preferences, like change name change, all that stuff. And so within a few months, I got sober and I moved and I changed my name and I lived and I got my life back within about 4 months. I was able to get sober and work a job, save up enough money, and get my own place. And everything was good and in a blissful state for a few years or so. And then come 2020, I wake up, past the point of no return. And so simultaneously the walk-in was activated, and that's when like shit went down. And so when the walk-in was activated and I woke up to pretty much the remainder of what I needed to really understand to kind of grasp almost fully what's kind of going on in our reality, did it freak my walk-in out so much that unconsciously, this is how I understand it. I unconsciously every night would travel back to my home planet through the astral, that's in another galaxy in another dimension, which is traversing all different kinds of stuff. And I left myself energetically wide open to where within a few months, I don't know when it started, I don't know when, I know by the end of 2020, shit was not good at all energetically with me. So I would say over by the yeah, about the end of 2020, I started becoming super sensitive to our food, our food, the full and new moons, eclipses, solar flares. And I was finding a lot of people that were affected by, the solar flares and the full and new moon phases, but nobody that was affected like I was. I was literally being like tortured, traumatized, like the amount of things that I went through, like physical debilitations to where I was pretty much on and off bedridden for like 4.5 years. I was trying to work during this time. I probably had to take a total of like almost 8 months in total off those 4.5 years. Like it was really bad me trying to function and operate because if it wasn't a full or new moon that was severely debilitating me, I mean lethargic, like sick, can't my like glitching out, my body feels 500 pounds, slug it around. Anything I ate made me sick. It would attack me. I developed an eating disorder because of this. And so essentially doing this every night was sucking in all kinds of things that were heightening, that were making me like ultra sensitive to all this stuff, the toxins in our food, cosmic energy, solar energies, all that kind of stuff. And so I spent up until the beginning of 2024 really going through it, like really, really going through it. And I was also in the ending stages of getting off of my medications and the substances and Adderall and stuff that I was on too. And so I was going through a lot, and all this stuff that I was experiencing with the heightened effects of like the full new moons and the solar flares and the food, was it literally made me suey for about 2 years. For 2 years, I daydreamed a lot, just dying, because I, dude, it took so much out of me. It messed me up so much that I had to be bedridden on and off for 4.5 years, that my body severely muscle atrophied. And so I'm still working on all of that. And now I have not issues, but my bones are not really stabilized like they should because of the severe amount of muscle atrophy. And so I've been, since I've moved and gotten, well, I'll go into that later. Anyways, so I, by the beginning of 2024, my dad offered, he's like, go see my acupuncturist, see if she can help, because she helped him cure his Meniere's disease that he had for 15 years, that he did everything that Western medicine told him to do to, and none of it helped, like none. And he walked like a drunk for like 15 years, and his acupuncturist, Chinese lady, little Chinese lady, she literally cured him after like a couple sessions. So I went and saw her, and she worked on me, but she also referred me to energy healer, who had been doing energy work and all kinds of stuff for like over 55 years. She was really old, like really old, but she was still all there, and she was great. But I went and saw her, and one of the first things she said to me after assessing me, she was like, "I've been doing this for over 55 years, and I've never seen anybody with this much energetic mess as you." And I'm like, "Yeah, it sounds about right, man." And she worked with me two or three, I think it was three different times over a period of a week, where she had to do two different exorcisms on me. We went through a lot of prayers. She did a couple clearings, and I had physical reactions to the exorcism, and it was nothing like you would picture, like the movie Exorcist, right? Where it's just that kind of scene, right? It was more subtle, like way more subtle. But I had, when she did one of them, I had heat rising up my esophagus, and like when it came out, it was like a release of like feeling so much lighter. And it was a crazy experience, and it took a couple weeks before I could start getting my life back to normal, because I hadn't been able to live a normal life since at least summer of 2020. Well, let's say just the kickoff of COVID, really. But it had been almost, fuck, I don't know. But up until that point, I was exhausted. I was severely exhausted. So she basically, she did all that, and then she sealed up. She exercised all that shit out of me that was, making everything heightened for me. And she sealed up the vortex, the energetic gaping hole of a vortex in my back that was sucking everything in. And I had to agree to be cut off from my home planet, which is in another galaxy in another dimension, which sounds freaking insane, but everything that I've experienced with everything has shown me like this to be true. And that I don't think that I came from an etherical dimension, or I mean, I don't think I came from a physical dimension either. I think I was etherical. And so my walk-in, though, you can have different aspects of the same soul as a walk-in. You can have a different soul as a walk-in. Like, there's many different kinds of souls, and mine is a different aspect of the same soul. So the part of my soul that was running this vessel, the first, I said 33 on Rob's show yesterday, I got it confused, but it's the first 30 years of my life. I was 30 when I had my NDE, my walk-in came in. That part of my soul that was running this vessel was not supposed to have that much trauma to where they essentially died, and I had to have another aspect of my soul step forward. But I had to, because I acquired so much trauma that we weren't really counting on, and it had to bail. And so this other aspect of my soul stepped forward to run this vessel to stay on this planet. And so it supposedly came from another galaxy and another dimension. I have speculation that it's never really been on Earth before, and that I also were it was etherical. It's very interesting, all of this. I've had really weird aversions that I still struggle with constantly of being in this physical vessel. Like, I struggle with the weirdest shit, and it was so bad for so long, the weird things that I would struggle with once my walk-in was activated and being in this physical body. It's really been a really, really weird experience. But so within by the end of October, after I had all that healed up, and she did all that, helped heal this and fix all this for me. I was able to shed my eating disorder the end of October last year, and by the beginning of this year, I would say I'd be confident to say that I was back to living and feeling a normal life. So from March of 2024 up until probably this January, I went through different periods and stages of going through getting back to normal after having all the damage caused essentially for my walk-in, activating, healed up and stuff. And so it's been a very interesting journey. I will say that, but I did not have any quality of life that entire time. And so I'm just grateful that that's done and over with, and that I am fixed and everything, which I did have to cut myself off from my home planet, which is fine. I've been okay with it, right? I have to accept it, that I have to, I it has to be that way in order for me to be fully grounded in this reality. 'Cause even if I'm just subconsciously okay with it, I can open the door to like doing the same thing I was before that sucked in a bunch of spirits. That's where my mind goes. So it's been a wild experience, dude, the whole walk-in thing. I've been through a lot with it, and I did not know what was going on this entire time up until I pieced together everything, seeing this lady in spring of 2024, because for years I had pieces of stuff and I was suspecting I was a walk-in and stuff, but I didn't really have anything to like put it together, and she like helped put everything together for me. And so far it seems like that's pretty that's what's going on, right? So it's been pretty wild. Yeah.
It's a tough assignment from an oversoul perspective. This other aspect of you comes in from another galaxy, another dimension, and then it comes in and dwells within you, automatically having to accept all the inhibitions and constraints upon our physical body, our consciousness, our energy bodies, right? That's a tall order. In fact, David Icke has a had a drawing kind of depicting this in a way that showed somebody from a spiritual perspective, almost like they were in a diving suit, right? From like a higher dimension, come down and have to deal with all this dross and all this density. And
Dense
from your,
shit. Yes.
from your oversoul perspective, to see just how, to use a term from the computer industry, the you came from a place where likely, especially compared to here, you would have more of an uncorrupted source code. And then you come here, and then you see it's like a computer virus ridden weird, bizarro simulation. So then it starts to have like a manifesting illnesses and what have you in your physical being. That's a tough order, to have to
Yeah.
overcome.
Yeah, dude. It has been nuts, all that kind of stuff. Like, that's essentially what happened to me. It makes complete and total sense that my walk-in being activated, which was in an etherical dimension before, and now waking up in this vessel, like the things I battle with and deal with are so weird. Nobody has these problems, okay? And I don't even want to go into in depth because it's just gross and all that stuff. But it has been traumatizing. My poor walk-in has been traumatized, and it's still traumatized on a daily basis, but I handle it a lot better, right? I'm more humorous about it now, although I'm very fiery. Half my chart is fiery, so I can get really fucking pissed off about stuff too. But I've had to like really like hone that in, because I can't do anything about this. I'm in this physical body now, and that's how it is. And I've accepted it. Like, I did not accept it the entire time I was going through all this stuff, because how could I accept being in this body when all of this shit is happening to me, right? Like
Yes.
I'm waking up to everything, everything's being activated, and then I'm in this dark, dense fucking reality in these dark, these heavy ass, dense meat suit bodies, right? Like it has been, and then it has been so weird, dude. It's been so weird. Like I don't even know. It's been so weird. And it's stuff that I struggle with most all throughout my days, every day, is little tiny things and sometimes bigger things tied to this. And it's probably stuff that will get better with time, and it has gotten better with time, but it's been quite a mind fuck, essentially waking up in this body, on this planet. And I like when I go out there, dude, I'm always like, it is a total and complete mind fuck to, I can't believe I'm on a planet like this. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know
like
exactly where, yeah, I don't know where I came from. And I'm not like some, oh, innocent, pure soul. Like I will go ham on some shit, right? But I mean, there's a lot of up shit that happens on this planet, and that's happened on this planet, and it's like it just jolts my soul. Things I come across all the time, I'm just like, oh, like it like takes your breath away, right? And I'm sure all that kind of stuff happens to
But that,
everybody,
that's
because
what Barbara
this
Bartholet
planet is
is.
really rough. But I mean,
It's like the ghetto of the universe in many ways. And this was what my mentor, Barbara Bartholet, talked about. Before, God bless her, she passed away. And she talked about when we have this revulsion towards what we perceive and feel here, because a lot of it has to do with impressions, energetic, emotional impressions, etc., from the environment, the animals, the planet itself. Because we come from a different place, a higher dimensional place where that. A lot of this stuff doesn't exist. A lot of this suffering and this cruelty, when we're exposed to it, it's like being exposed to a noxious gas that just affects you at so many levels. And the decision you made, I have to commend you for this, because it's like crossing the Rubicon. Caesar, you cross, there's no going back. When you say, okay, in order to complete my mission here, I have to voluntarily cut the rope from whence I came, right? And of course, the possibility exists one day you raise yourself up to a certain energetic spiritual level, you may have the option to go back at some point. So, we're not closing the door there, but to take the plunge, as it were, and to say, okay, jump in feet first. Here we go, kudos to you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really have a choice, right? It's been pretty nuts, dude. I'll tell you that. It's been a wild journey. Not just the first 30 years of my, or the first 33, really, because I my walk-in was activated and everything changed for me. And when I was 33 years old, right? Not just the first 33 years of my life has been insane, but the last 5.5 years almost doesn't touch the shit I've been through the first 30 years of my life, 33 years of my life. Like it has been so intense in ways where I didn't even know was possible, right? I wasn't even aware of the word spiritual really up until 33 years old. My mom was super religious growing up, and it made me reject it, and a lot of shit I experienced with the church and religion and Bible and all that stuff. And I've got a lot, all on all that. I've never been about religion, right? But I've never been conscious about anything else, right? And so come 2020, I ha simultaneously have a spiritual awakening along with all this shit too, right? So experiencing things right off the bat almost that I didn't even know was possible. So I tried so long and so hard to figure out what was going on with me. I had no idea, no reference for anything, no nothing. And unfortunately, I had to be like essentially traumatized and tortured with it for years before I got somewhere into figuring out what the fuck and like healing and like being able to, because everything happens for a reason. That, I feel like that, everything I go through is for a reason. If I went through it, it was for a reason, right? That's really how I feel about it. But I mean, it's unfortunate that I had to endure all of that, even that entire time for that many years trying to figure out what's going on. But I had to essentially go through this shit for a period of time for years to be able to figure it out, which sucks. But I mean, man, All I gotta say is I'm just done. I'm glad I'm done with that shit. Those 4.5 years were so fucking rough. I literally had no quality of life, and I was literally on like, I don't know what would have happened, but it was super bad. It was really intense, you know. But I don't even know where I was going with that, but.
No, well, I'm just thinking about parallels in my life and remembering what Rob said in his discussion with you. He likewise went through a dark night of the soul, right? And in those dark night of the soul periods, eras, sometimes you just ask, you tell yourself, it's like, how can I ever climb out of this? How can I ever get myself out of this hole that, and from my perspective, at least some of it was self-inflicted, and at least in some aspect, I'm the one that dug the hole that I'm stuck in, right? In many ways. So there was an element of self-flagellation, self-recrimination, self-loathing, just beating myself up unmercifully. Of course, that's not really an ideal way to heal oneself, right? But the thing about it is, when you do manage to climb out, and I'm absolutely convinced that, just as there's these hordes of, especially increasingly over time nowadays, with CERN, all these things opening up, more and more of these malevolent spirits come in. We can't lose the sight of the fact that there are some, lack of a better term, angelic type beings, ET guides, whatever, and other aspects of ourselves that are more spiritually, technologically evolved than us, that I can't help but think are, throwing us a lifeline every now and then. Because one of the things this system teaches us is that we're unworthy of any kind of help, any kind of love, any kind of companionship, because we're basically unworthy meat bags, as you kind of pointed out. But when you do get that lifeline, it could be so subtle, and a perfect stranger, some wonderful mentor figure comes into your life, something happens, and it's like another rung that you can use to help climb out of your situation. But that does happen. I've seen this play out many times in the lives of people like you and I.
I have too, man. To be honest, I just lost my train of thought. Sorry. It happens so
It's quite
much
all
with
right.
me.
That's
Fuck.
one of the limitations of what we do here, because, where we come from, time as we know it, linear time doesn't exist. And that's another advantage that all these beings that are relatively nefarious, especially the ones that have the ability to go around time, they can see potentially the beginning and the end of the same parade, right? And manipulate things to bring about a desired outcome. And unless we're astral traveling and doing things like that, where we exist out of linear time for a moment, it's easy for us not to be able to see that dynamic.
I definitely agree that we have benevolent forces working on our behalf, spiritual forces working on our behalf. I have witnessed so much with this over the last, 5.5 years or so. On both sides, whether it be like positive benevolent forces, ETs, interdimensionals, whatever, and then positive spiritual forces, right? Like I have witnessed so much with this over the last few years, and I think we are being massively assisted on this planet to we're being assisted in a way where I think is giving us room to evolve like this, albeit it's really rough, right? And I don't really know that we're well, not supposed to, but I mean, I don't know that we, I think you're supposed to like die in order to like go to the next step of evolution to where we're supposed to go. But to my understanding, we're doing it alive and we're waking up and we're changing our, we're like activating
Yes,
all kinds of stuff,
like trying
right?
to
So,
slough off all this accumulated dross and trauma, because of the memory swipes after each lifetime. We just it's like a debit that just keeps building, that we have to slough off over time, over lifetimes.
And per my understanding, our solar system and our planet are moving through more energetic parts of the galaxy too. So, with that, it's going to we're moving into higher frequencies of the galaxy, which go hand in hand with the rising of consciousness on this planet and the waking up to things and all that kind of stuff, right? I think that we're being massively affected by that too, right? So, I do think like with the solar flares, like I'll give you an example like of why I think there are benevolent forces helping this planet. I think there should have been a lot of bad solar flares or something. There honestly should have been a couple bad things that have happened over the period of probably the last decade or so, right? And but one thing that I witnessed myself a few years ago when I was following very closely the solar flares and stuff because I was being so affected by it was I was noticing that sometimes these flares that were earth-facing, that were really large or whatever have you, they would be on their way to Earth, and then right before they hit Earth, they disappear, right? They disappear, and they're supposed to be bad ones and all that kind of stuff. And NASA conveniently would like get rid of the data or black it out or whatever, and so nobody talks about that kind of stuff. But that's one of the things I think we're being massively assisted on this planet to really allow us to essentially give us a second chance, right? Like I think we have disrespected ourselves, this planet, and our animals so much that it's time to like we need to like figure out our priorities and do better, right? And so I think that's where we're going. I think that's where we're supposed to go, and that all ties into the rise in consciousness and the frequencies. And when coming to the rise in frequencies and moving into more energetic parts of the galaxy, that's going to go along with transmuting all those dark, dense energies and emotions and trauma and generational trauma and all that stuff that we have to heal in order to lighten the load ourselves in here. I mean, another example is the ghosts on this planet, the spirits on this planet, they need to be crossed over. That's something that needs to happen in
There's a
order
big
to
log
help
jam in
clear
that
up
regard,
this
yes.
planet, right? It's not just physical stuff. It's spiritual stuff too, right? All of those ghosts, like I always feel for the ghosts. I'm like, somebody needs to like cross them over. They've been like doing the same thing for like 200 years. Can you imagine enduring this planet in these physical bodies and then your spirit being tied here afterwards?
Yes.
Fuck no. Like cross them over, right? That's the kind of stuff that needs to be cleaned up, though, energetically, for us to go where we're going. Because the more these, well, everything is just going to come to the surface. Everything's going to come to light. All the dark stuff, all the dense stuff, to heal, to bring to light, to change. Everything. There's just so much going on this planet, and I think we're being assisted big time, right? I've seen a lot that shows me this. I know I'm being assisted big time. Like I am fully supported, and I be bitching about it sometimes, and rightfully so, because some of the shit I deal with, whatever. But I mean, I am massively supported, and I see our community is massively supported, right? That doesn't mean that there's not going to be whatever and bad shit occurring and stuff. We are on planet Earth, but I don't know, dude. A lot going on, and I'm super excited about everything. It's like so unprecedented and insane out there, but it's like so exciting as well, right? But I mean, I wish we could like tone it down on the mass genociding and the suffering. Like, and that's one of
Yes.
the wars we're in right now, is they're just trying
Yes.
to kill everything, like as much as they can, whether through vaccines, weather wars, our food. Like, they are going hard on us, right? And this is just the times we are in. And I think things are going to get better, though. I do. I we might have to
Yes.
endure shit for a period of time, but absolutely, things are going to get better. I mean, people are waking up where there's so many of us activating. There's so much going on with all of this. There's no turning back for the collective now. No matter how long it takes, more and more will wake up, more and more will, as time goes on, and we change ourselves with all this stuff. And that's how we essentially change the world, in my opinion, right? So.
Well, I agree because there's no better time and era and place to be than here and now, to watch all this unfold and to be around all those people. Like I said, I'm still trying to process the whole experience. I mean, I recognize a couple of people on the panel. The very first panel that we had, I think that was on Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember, but I go, geez, I've seen that guy before, and I know that guy, and that guy looks pretty familiar too. And then later on, you pull him aside and you start talking to these people, and lo and behold, they remember you too. So what that means is we've lived these sagas and stories in our ancestral memory. Helen of Troy, Greek mythology, the wars of gods and men, what have you. This is just a latter day version of that, and it shows us our potential, what we can potentially do when we fully reintegrate, and then instead of being someone else's tools and someone else's assets, to advance their cosmic agenda, right? We turn this around and we piggyback on those genetic, not the genetic, but that's going to be influenced too. But the energies, like you said, streaming in from every galactic core in our plane of the universe. I think what's happening, and I've been saying this for some time, the powers that want to be, some of the things they're doing is an act of desperation. Seems to me
Oh,
they're in panic mode in many ways, and they're making mistakes. And when they make mistakes, that we can begin to capitalize on them, because clearly this paradigm prison system has to be dismantled eventually. It just can't go on, like you were saying. It cannot sustain itself, the model that it is, of just, it's like endless piratism, looshing and energetic and emotional harvesting at our expense, right? That paradigm has to be swamped by all this energy streaming in. The time you got left, what are your thoughts on that and other things?
So, this has been one of my most infuriating and favorite things to have witnessed the last 5.5 years is the exposure and disclosure of these dumb fucks. Like, they are outing themselves left and right. The humiliation rituals and the humiliating that they've done them on themselves for years is like so entertaining. It is so fun to like pick apart and make fun of because they are getting sloppy. They've been sloppy for a minute. Like they like complete like you think of like these secret societies and this big bad dark enemy like being in secret for really long time, like thousands of years, however long, right? And then all of a sudden, like the tables turn and everybody's aware of them. And now they're like how does that work, right? Like they start fucking up left and right, exposing themselves, like all the exposure and a lot of stuff that we know and everything that's gone on the last few years has a lot of it has stemmed from themselves, like humiliating themselves, making an ass out of themselves, not covering their own tracks. Like they are humiliating and exposing themselves left and right, and it's still going on. It was so entertaining and so
Yes,
infuriating, the entire
infuriating,
Biden administration, right?
and it turns entertaining. It's like the Kamala cackle, the Pelosi, and like just her like gibberish when she's drunk. It's like
Drunk.
it's holding up a mirror. That's the level of consciousness that presumes, granted that they're lower level, lower echelon middlemen, middle women, middle entities, right? But still, they're the hybrid plantation managers that have been put in our face. And when you see them like coming apart at the seams, speaking gibberish, they're not as powerful as we gave them credit for, right?
No. They we have been stripping their power. They've been doing it themselves, but we have been stripping, like I strip their power from them every day, do I point out it just by myself or online or whatever, the dumb shit. Like we are stripping their power from them more and more as they out themselves more and more, right? Like they are not the big bad enemies we always thought they were. Like clearly y'all have screwed everything up, and of course Trump had a lot to do with all that too. Like he was a fucking wrecking ball to all that shit, right? And he's the one
In
who
many
gave us
ways, that
the
whole.
heads up on the media, okay? He essentially is what ignited all of this. They none of us were aware the media lied, right? Until he started like talking about it, and we're like, oh, okay, and everybody paying attention, and then ignited from there, right? But I mean, no, they haven't really had, they've done themselves a massive disservice. These Democrats, liberals, all the dark, all these people and entities and everybody that's like deep into this stuff. I wouldn't say they do themselves a disservice because they're already on a foundation of like just corrupt greed, lies, disgusting shit anyways. But man, you'd think they would be smarter with a lot of stuff and they're not. And I'm like, sometimes, a lot of times I'm like, is this intentional? Are they trying to humiliate themselves like this, or are they really that dumb, right? So every day their power gets stripped from them more and more. That's one of my favorite things to do is point out the absolute sheer absurdity and audacity of these fucks and just the dumb things that they say and do because it is so entertaining, right? And that's how we strip their power from them because Dude, that's all you got. And plus, there's way more of us than them. You know, we're collectively coming together and waking up. Like, they don't stand a fucking chance. Like, they may still have a lot of control over a lot of our lives and stuff that we have to do every day, our obligations to live the lives we do. But, dude, it is only a matter of time. Like, it really is. Like, the way things are going, completely done. I don't know how long everything will take, but, dude, we're gearing up for all that right now, right? And it's been years in the making. So, I fully believe there's no turning back from any of this now. Where too many know what's going on, too many are paying attention, and they have like made such complete jackasses out of themselves, like everybody. And they've put the spotlight on them in so many ways, right? Like all these like Hollywood Kevin Spacey calling for the release of the Epstein files, and we're like, you
He
like
did.
right, like okay, I guess it was either tampered with or what, because you're like one of the pedos, right?
Yeah,
Like
that's right.
these people are insane. So no, there's no turning back for any of this at all. They definitely haven't helped themselves, and it has contributed. Like the dark works for the light, right? So everything they do is gonna be for us, no matter if it's really dark, diabolical, fucked up shit, or if it's stuff that helps wake us up. It's all for our evolution. That's what I believe,
Yes,
right?
from a Sun Tzu standpoint, and I believe this implicitly, that sometimes in the short or intermediate term, the forces of evil will do something or a series of things that can, for a time, make things a little more difficult for us.
Yeah.
But, you know, beyond that period of time, their power starts to wane. It's
Yes.
like a cost benefit analysis. They're saying, okay, if we do this and we push it really hard, we'll get this outcome. But they're not getting the outcomes that they normally used to get, right? Because a
Right.
lot of the people that were their followers have taken themselves out of the equation by following bad medical advice, let's say, right? Over the years. In fact, many of their influencers in the sports world, Hollywood, etc., they've big time taken themselves out of the game, right? In such a blatant way that, again, only those that have, you know, the immovable binders, blinders rather, will not see it. So I'm actually excited about what's going on in the next few years, and the fact that we get to be here to help turn this around. And I really appreciate you, Piper, for, you know, being part of that effort. And it was wonderful spending time with you over the last week or so, and a great seeing Chastity and all the other people there. It was the best time I've ever had at any
I know.
conference, bar none.
Great. It was great. It was so great meeting you too, dude. Like I made a beeline for you right when I saw. I was like, that you're like one of my heroes, dude. I just love you to death. It's such an honor to be on your show. I appreciate you giving me a voice to share what I know in my story and shit.
Well, you know what? It's like you have a great story to tell, and if you decide to do your own podcast, I'd be honored to come on your show, you know. So just keep that in mind. And you
Yeah.
know, to our dear viewers and listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing, have a very pleasant time, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now. Thank you, Piper.
You're welcome.